AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Six soccer officials have been arrested by Swiss police after a raid at a luxury hotel in Zurich. They're being held pending extradition at the request of U.S. authorities. The case involves bribes totaling more than $100 million linked to commercial deals dating back to the 1990s for soccer tournaments in the U.S. and Latin America. It's not clear if the probe is linked to the 1994 World Cup hosted by the United States. There will be a news conference later this morning. Well, once the flooding subsides in Texas, there will be a huge cleanup. Houston Mayor Anise Parker says property damage is extensive.
We have 1,000 properties that we visually inspected. We believe that there may be as many as 4,000 with significant damage.
A woman whose relatives were in a house washed away by the flooding in Wimberley, Texas, says her sister phoned her in desperation.
Julie Shields recalls the last words she heard from her sister, Laura McComb.
We are in a house that is now floating down the river. Call Mom and Dad. I love you. And pray.
The home struck a bridge and broke apart. Laura McComb and her two children are among the missing, Shields told KXAN.
The blessing in all of this is that she is with her children. And she is with her babies, and she will be with her babies always in heaven.
I'm Steve Coleman.
13 people were killed by the holiday weekend storms in Texas. 11 more are still missing. Authorities say federal prosecutors are preparing to distribute nearly $822,000 seized from former crime boss Whitey Bulger to the families of his murder victims and the people he extorted. Police in Grand Forks, North Dakota, don't know what prompted a U.S. airman to walk into a Walmart, kill one worker, injure another, then fatally shoot himself. This is AP Radio News. Identity thieves broke into the IRS computer system, accessing 100,000 taxpayer returns.
The IRS says the online thieves slipped into the agency system through a tool called Get Transcript, somehow bypassing requirements including Social Security numbers, birth dates, tax filing status, and street address. Commissioner John Koskinen says he's confident the thieves are not amateurs. The break-in was spotted by technicians who noticed a big increase in the number of taxpayers seeking transcripts. The agency is still determining how many fraudulent returns were claimed this year using that stolen information. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders kicked off his presidential bid in Burlington.
We begin a political revolution to transform our country economically, politically, socially, and environmentally.
He's running on the Democratic ticket. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.